something for the weekend. Good morning, it is Trina. Damien Farrelly is back this week with news from the net. How are you getting on, Damien?
Good morning, Trina. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the pressure a little bit this week from the lockdown. I know it's all for the good, and we know on Monday now all about the restrictions and a small little bit of freedom at hardware shop and garden centres and things like that. So it'll be nice to get out of the house and get a few bits like that.
I heard you mention during the week, Damien, that you know you were saying how there are good days and bad days. I totally agree. Some days you're raring to go and everything is fine, and then other days you just feel a bit sad.
Yeah, some days it's get up, shower, shave, into the studio and away we go. And then the next morning it's like, whatever. I just want this thing to be over. let's move on. But look, how bad? I know the kids are out a long time and they're saying a couple of days ago there that children aren't the major carriers, which to me was a good bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And we can all at least hope that maybe normality will begin with kids to get a bit of routine back at school in September. But look, I think too, they're learning a lot, even though they're not learning in the classroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I have seen, like my little one's only two, but I've seen her really come on. It's 10 weeks, can you believe it, since the creche is closed. There's been a real, and I know they learn so much when they do the preschool and all that, but just being at home around their parents, they're kind of learning an awful lot too.
I think so. And we get our homework for the kids on this app called Seesaw. So every day, now we've a little fella, he's 7, Isabel is 10 and Hugh is 12. He's in 6th class, so he's a bit lamenting because he is kind of left National School now without saying goodbye. So he's going to start first year in a brand new school. So that's a bit sad. But they're doing their homework, and for the first time ever, because normally when I finish the show at 7, I drive home from Dublin and it takes me about an hour and a half, I miss all the homework. So I'm actually getting to see how they're reading, how they're getting along, and how they are at their maths and their Irish. And it's nice to be around for that too.
I wonder, is this such a bad thing that they're spending all this time at home? I know parents are cracking up because they're trying to work as well. It's kind of lovely too to get to spend that amount of time with the kids that you would never in a million years get to do.
Yeah, it is. And these times will never come back again, we hope. But that's why it's so important to spend time with them, I suppose, because these young days will never go back again. And like I was saying, some days you're up and some days you're down. I think you have to really make yourself positive in the sense that, okay, well, they're not learning in school. You can't put them in front of screens all day, every day. You can't. That's just not fair. So they can learn how to cook, tidy the room, it's make their bed, maybe help with the laundry. Ours feed their animals. We make them, we have a little chart in the kitchen. Some do the dishwashers. Now, look, don't get me wrong, they moan and they groan. But they're learning, I think, from that.
Learning life skills. I sound like an L when I was saying that, but it's true. Yeah.
Now, it's not slave labour in our house. It's just... We're dividing out the work and we're just making sure everybody is doing their bit. But Isabel is really interested in the baking. That they can't get. I think all the flour is in our house. They're every day is baked. Something's been baked. A cake, buns, scones, lemon drizzle cake.
So you'll be triple the size when I see an extra.
Well, as somebody said to me before a couple of weeks ago, and I laughed, I was in the shop. He said, Damien, he says, we're not cocooning. He says, we're ballooning.
We're ballooning.
The next time you see me, I'll have 14.
Oh God, we'll have to do a fitness challenge when everything is back. So, not too bad. I know they're missing out in school, but they're learning other things by being at home. And I think, let's just enjoy it for what it is for the next while, because we don't know when we're going to be back.
Well, in fairness to you, you're juggling Anna's too, so she's not fresh, obviously, and you're working from home plus minding a kid. That's hard.
Well, when I say minding, the iPad is very helpful. God, parent of the year. Yeah. Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, then you get the guilt as well. Mm. You know what I mean? But it's very handy for an hour or two. Of course it is. You know, and it's Xbox in the evening time here. We always get asked, you know, when the sun is baiting down out of the sky, can I play the Xbox? No, you can't. You've got a ball. There's a basketball hoop there. There's a trampoline. We even put up a tent in the backyard. No, where it took us ages to put it up, and now they won't go into it. Things are cool and hot for a day or two, and then they just kind of leave them. But
I know.
They have to learn how to be bored as well.
You've got a full long summer ahead of you, Damien, too.
Yeah, there's only 3 months to go.
Do you remember when we were kids and you'd be saying to your mum, I'm bored, and you'd be told, go read a book.
Yeah, that always get out and play.
But you can't even tell them to do that unless they play with each other.
Yeah, get out and play within the 2K. It's a scrap line.
With your brother and sister, and that's it. Listen, Damien, we'll catch up with you next week. You're on air tomorrow, though.
On air tomorrow, and of course, all weekend on Classic Hits. It's the movie songs. Are you enjoying the movie tunes?
Oh, I love Bridget Jones and all that. Love it.
Yeah, Armageddon, Aerosmith, I don't want to miss a thing. Berlin, Top Gun, Never Leave Your Wingman. So make sure you join us all across the weekend. It's deadly. All the great songs from the movies. Trina, next time I see you, I'll make you tea.
Thanks. Oh, I'll be waiting a while. Thanks so much, Damon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.